You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dear young married couple, an apple a day keeps the
sex drive up.
Did you know that? Well, today we're going to talk about your sex drive and how it pertains to diet and food.
Yeah. And so why are we even asking this question? So last month at our monthly live date night, which is just a night once a month where we get together with couples from all over the world to tackle topics within your marriage.
You should go and check it out.
Yes. We were talking about high drive, low drive. So couples who have one member has a high drive, one has a low sex drive, and the gap between how to address that gap, which you can go watch the replay, by the way. We'll put the link in the show notes. But one person said, hey, I'd be really interested in discussing the impact of food on your sex drive. And so we're like, let's start researching that. And we got together with one of our team members who also is a dietitian and started exploring this topic further. So that's where this came from to begin with.
Yeah. Well, this is near and dear to my heart because I love apples and I eat an apple a day easily.
He does, ever since we got married. Okay, but here's the thing, just for those of you who care. He cuts it in half and he leaves half of it out on the counter in a random spot. Mm-hmm. Like by the sink or something. And then like he may or may not pick that other half up later in the day. He will cut another half apple and then have two half apples sitting out.
She's regurgitating an argument we had about 10 years ago because I have eaten all the half apples.
It happens still from time to time. But anyway, so this particular piece of research caught our eye when we were looking at the impact of food on mood, stress, and even sex.
Yeah. So what we want to do is talk about apples, of course, but really the real reason why we're here is we want to talk about really the impact of your relationship with food.
Yeah. And your relationship with food is huge when it comes to your mood, stress, and sex. But the way that your spouse partners with you in your relationship with food also impacts your mood, stress, and sex. More about that to come later. But a little bit about the impact of apples or fruit in general. So apples are high in an ingredient called quercetin. And quercetin is really important for blood flow. So there's actually a study done that males, it was in 2016, mm-hmm. males who ate a high fruit intake, apples specifically, but it was fruit in general, had a 14% reduction in erectile dysfunction. So that was one study, but it helps. Yeah, with blood flow. Females who had more apples and fruit in general, higher flavonoids, if that word matters to you to hear these specifics, but they also had less fatigue, which in turn helped with their sex drive.
Yeah, and something that we found out too, that 500 milligrams of quercetin, I think I'm saying that right, will actually help a lot with ED, but I think only one apple has about 10 milligrams.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
So you're going to have to eat a ton of apples for treating ED. So it's really not about the apple intake that's going to change your sex drive or change your life around food.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit little bit more nuanced than that.
Yeah. And so actually, we are doing an entire monthly live date night in October. If you're listening to this on the day it airs, it's this Friday. So this Friday, which is October 14th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and it'll be live. You can get all the link in the show notes, but we're talking about the power of food on your mood, stress, and even sex. It will be very hands-on, like a workshop where you will get to create a plan around your relationship with food that also partners with your spouse in their plan around their relationship with food and why that impact actually matters.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen this in our own lives. We've had to figure out how to change our diet drastically. One time we did that. We both approached food differently and got frustrated at each other for making helpful hints about their food intake and what they chose to eat and everything else. Mm-hmm. Really, I think because we all do it, a lot of people have strong opinions around food and what they eat and what they ought to be eating and all the guilt. And so there's a lot.
And our family of origin around food.
Huge.
Right? Like our families, even in our families, which a lot of people could argue we had similar upbringing, right? We both are the oldest of five children, both grew up in Christian homes, both grew up in California. Like, so there's a lot of similarities in our upbringing, but really our upbringing around food was very, very different. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that at monthly live date night as well. Like, what was the value of food in your family of origin? How did that inform your relationship with food early on? And then what was the impact of that as you continued into your marriage and forming your new family with your spouse?
Yes. So we have some awesome stuff planned for this coming Friday. It's going to be 5 o'clock Pacific time. So you can go to Dear Married Couple /date night.
I think so, but the link's in the show notes.
Yes. Yeah. So click the link, check it out. We always tell people it's like the cheapest counseling on the internet.
Right.
It's $10 to come. And for that month, for $10, you can revisit the 30 plus hours of other content that we have.
Yeah.
It's such a great deal. More than you could consume in a week. That's for
totally.
Sure.
Yeah. And so it's 90 minutes live, but you can watch the replay if you can't make it live. But I would recommend if you're listening to this now and you're like, hey, we want to go to that live on Friday night, go sign up and watch last month's date night on High Drive, Low Drive. So you get a little bit of a precursor to what we might be talking about. But if you didn't watch it, it's totally fine. You can still come on Friday and you won't be behind at all. But we are actually bringing in a professional to this conversation. And she's one of our team members. We already mentioned her, but her name is Carly Cranford. And she's a certified nutrition consultant and dietitian. And one of her passion areas is non-diet dieting. So she's a non-diet dietitian, she says. And she talks a lot about diet culture and the negative impact of diet culture. So we're not going to be talking about like, you need to get on a diet.
Yeah, you need to eat an apple.
Right. That's not what the focus of this will be. So we're going to be interviewing her and she'll help guide the conversation and field your questions about specifics around food and even the psychological impact of diet culture in your upbringing and in your marriage.
Which really does affect you. Yes. So come be a part. It's going to be awesome. We're not trying to be salesy, but we want to get you there because it's going to be so stinking awesome and fun. Yeah. So come be a part and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
This Friday, October 14th, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Link in the show notes and we'll see you there.